Amen. Worship. Worship just me and the King, Jesus. Just me and Him. My eyes not on anybody or anything else, just Him. His eyes on me, together in unity with the King. The King Jesus, who deserves the robe of white, got the filthy rags. And then myself, who deserved the filthy rags, got the robe of white. Amen. See, in order, I believe, to understand worship, you have to realize how good He is and what He's done. Because if you look and when you read the Bible and you read about the broken people, they came and they cried on His feet and they dried His feet with their hair. But those who were made whole, those who didn't have those problems and weren't broken, they just treated Him just like a everyday foe, just like a friend. But the ones who were broken and tore apart inside were the ones who really, truly worshiped the Lord. Mike asked me, he said, what do you think about worship? And I want to go to Mark chapter 12, verse 38. And the first thing that came to mind is just giving yourself to God, everything, all of you, and not holding back any portion, just giving everything to God. And the good thing about worship is you didn't do anything during this week to make you good enough to worship Him, and you didn't do anything this week that makes you bad enough or evil enough to not worship Him. Because no matter how much we fall, no matter how wrong we are sometimes, and no matter how many times we fall, and no matter how many times we make mistakes, He is still worthy of our praise and of our worship. It doesn't make Him any less worthy because it's Him we're worshiping, not ourselves. And there's nothing you've done all week to just say, well, I was good all week and I prayed and I fasted and I witnessed to 10,000 people and I did all this good stuff. And I can just bring the praise because I've done great things. No. It's because He's done great things. That's why I worship Him. Because our righteousness is filthy rags, the Word of God says. And I thought about the widow who brought the two mites. And the Word of God says she gave everything. And I want to read a little bit starting from verse 38. Mark 12, 38, and He said unto them in His doctrine, beware of the scribes, which love to go in long clothing and love salutations in the marketplaces. The clothing signifies the position over others. It's not like us wearing suits. It's about the people who wear a suit and they're rabbi and they're bishop and they go in the marketplaces. Trust me, if you see him at Walmart, he ain't wearing that. In fact, I don't know if you'd want to know what he's wearing, because he's got this hideous pair of shorts that, are they still surviving? Yeah. And Vicky's got a pair to match. But they're putting on their clothes. It didn't matter what they were on the inside, because what they put on the outside, they thought they had great favor because of what they had on the outside. And because of their position, they thought they were great. You see, because it was all about them and not about the King. Amen? Verse 39 says, in the chief seats in the synagogues in the uppermost rooms at feasts, they loved sitting in those high places and being seen of men doing these great things. And being this person who was just a symbol of the doctrine of devils, in a sense. It really was. Because they didn't believe in Jesus. They crucified the Lord. And they went on with their traditions of men. I'll tell you a little bit about reason why we wear what we wear. If we did not, we would close doors on opportunities to minister to people. Because there are churches out there who won't even do let you on the stage unless you're well-dressed. And those churches have a standard, and we will respect those standards. And, you know, if we was a Daisy Duke quartet, we'd be out of business a long time ago. And I'm sorry if I gave anybody the image of Mike and Daisy Dukes. It does matter how we present ourselves and what we do. And I'm sorry, brother. I still got 10 minutes. See that? Amen. We've ministered all over, and it's because we do what's necessary, and we don't want to close any doors on an opportunity to witness to one person. And this man of God right here has raised a standard for this ministry team to do just that the best way he knows how. And go to verse 41. And Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much. This is Jesus looking and watching. The rich were noticed of men for their great contributions. They were known because they had great, and they gave out of their great abundance. And how many times that God's given us an ability to play these instruments and to preach the gospel. And sometimes people just, you know, they can't sing very well, and they don't know how to play instruments. And you know what? God doesn't look at what you're able to do. He's looking at, are you giving all? Are you giving everything you got? Out of our abundance, we come and we perform, and we not perform, but we worship and minister to you guys through the gifts and the abundance that God has blessed us with and given us. Don't think less because you don't have that. Jesus is watching, and he sees you, and he knows your heart. Amen. Going on to verse 42. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in 2 mites, which make a farthing, unnoticed from other people, unnoticed. As those, that woman who didn't have much, probably wasn't even very, no one probably even looked at her, but Jesus was watching. Didn't really have much to give, but what she gave was all that she had, and no one would have known except the master. He knew that she gave everything that she had. And what's worship? Giving everything that we have. Amen? Not to be seen of men. It doesn't matter what people say about us. What matters is, are we giving everything we have to the Lord, our hearts? And verse 43, he wanted to teach him, and I want to teach you tonight. It says, and he called unto him his disciples, and he said unto them, I say unto you, this poor widow cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. More. How are her 2 mites more than what the abundance and the riches and the gold that went in? Because it was her all. Because it was everything she had. And verse 44 it says, and they all did cast of their abundance, but she of her one did cast in all that she had, even her living, everything, even her whole life. Was right there. She had nothing. But she had the eyes of the master. Amen. What is worship? Giving ourselves to the Lord, everything that we have, all that we have. If your only ability is to do this, you got it. Jesus is looking, and he loves it, and he's watching. If your only ability is to just shout, give a shout unto the Lord this evening. If you can dance, dance for the Lord. Everything that you have. See, we won't understand worship truly until we get into that place where we can say, God, it's just me and you, and it doesn't matter who sees me. You think that widow went around and said, this is everything I had? No. Because she gave out of a pure heart. The true worshiper, Jesus said, the true worshipers will arise. And he's calling true worshipers here this evening to get up and worship his name because of how good he is and how great he is. And though you may not be able to play an instrument or sing a song, you can give him your best praise this evening. Amen.